Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Get healthy. Be healthy. Stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm back with Natasha Trenev, and we're talking about, well, we're talking about all things health and nutrition, obviously. We try to make sure that we bring the best information available. You know, Natasha, today it seems like every single day, every magazine we read, every article, every TV commercial, every news blurb that's out there, every week there's a brand new diet. There's a magic formula. Everybody's wondering, how do you know which train to jump on? How do you know who to trust? And how much desperation do we have to actually have before we try to find the quickest quick fix that's on the market?
Well, let's look at the historical. Now, everybody knows that these diet companies who give you portion meals and give you low-calorie restrictions, all it ends up is that the minute you go off that diet, your metabolic set rate has been now lowered. And if you start eating normally, you not only gain the weight that you lost, but you gain even more weight. This has been documented for the past 40 years. So we know that that does not work. Number two, the big, you know, what they call the big white lie, the government's pyramid talking to us about eating a lot of grains and not eating good fats has been debunked. And even the FDA has changed its position on that. So we have your extreme of the Dr. Pritikin, where he allowed you to eat zero fat. That was very popular in the 80s and the 90s. And people look like walking prunes because their skin shriveled up and they didn't look good. So I say if the diet doesn't make you look good or you're not digesting or absorbing, that's wrong. And then we have the opposite. We have the Atkins diet and the diet recommended now by the new neuropsychology guys who tell you that, hey, if you're going to have a functioning brain, you've got to eat a lot of these good fats like avocados and extra virgin olive oil and even real butter. And that, you know, without those fats, that your brain cannot be healthy. And that's why we're having an explosion of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So then you step back and start scratching your head. And you're right, Jeffrey, who do I believe? And what does the effect of the diet have on our overall health? And all I can tell you from, you know, having my own internal problems with this metabolic set, because I used to be very athletic when I was young. And, of course, we were all starving ourselves because we wanted to maintain a certain weight. All of us found out that the minute we weren't doing those 3 or 4 hours of exercise a day and even started eating normally, boom, the weight would come on and very quickly. So it's a big frustration. So in my 45 years of examining diets, the first one I ever came about that has any semblance of good science is this one that was recently published, and it's called Personalized Nutrition and How You Have to Listen to Your Microbiome, which means the bacteria, fungi, and viruses that are found in your gut as they respond to your meal and how that meal is digested and how that meal is absorbed and interplays with your production of glucose is how you can gauge whether or not the diet is right for you. And so what these personalized diets may provide is, you know, for diabetics with a more natural way of controlling the post-meal spikes in blood sugar, which we see in glucose, that are linked to obesity, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. But I think it's not just for diabetics. I think our whole nation has a tendency to raise blood sugar that's not really managed by insulin, and that many of us suffer from insulin resistance. So I think this is a good diet by measuring how our body can handle the glucose load is a very good indication of whether or not we're going to be heavy set or whether we're going to have a propensity for high glucose in our blood, which will lead to all of these diseases. So therefore, the gut microbiota, or the 100 trillion microbes that line your 27 feet of GI tract, and you measure your blood parameters, you include your physical activity, and then you have your lifestyle behavior data, and then you can feed it into this machine that this group is providing, and they have an algorithm. And this algorithm accurately predicts a personalized, what they call glycemic index response to real-life meals. In other words, it measures how your body produces insulin and what the spike is in your glucose and whether your body can regulate the glucose. And I think really that is the secret. That is the secret for employing what we call an individualized prediction of the nutritional effects on disease, development, and progression. And it's a rationally designing nutritional interventions in a variety of inflammatory, metabolic, and neoplastic multifunctional disorders. And that sounds a very heavy language. And, you know, I'm just trying to quote some of the data that I have. Mm-hmm. But to me, it makes a great deal of sense that you don't just go and jump on a raw food diet if your body is not able to digest. If you already have irritation in your gut, you don't start eating everything raw. People have the notion that by eating organic, you don't have to wash your vegetables and fruits. There's a lot of misconceptions. And I just ask this to everybody in the health food industry. 60 years or more of health food concepts. Is the state of health in America better or worse than it has ever been? And I would say it's worse than it has ever been, gauging by the explosion in type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease and digestive issue problems, where people have to take antacid medication because they're so-called producing more acid and interfering with their digestion. So we have a host of problems that we have to address. We have to find the right type of diet, the right type of probiotic supplementation, and the right exercise for us. Maybe marathon running is not a way for us to get our exercise. Maybe just 20 or 30 minutes on a treadmill a day is sufficient for you. So that's where I think each individual has to invest time and listen to people who have spent their life investigating diet, probiotic supplementation, exercise, for you to formulate your own personalized lifestyle plan if you want to transform your health and stay healthy for the remainder of your life.
Well, how do we approach this no blanket cover up for our bad health? And how do we approach the idea that most people feel that when a symptom is gone, the problem is gone? How do we retrain this? Because this has become the normal way of thinking. And drugstores, obviously, I really do think are a major player in this because they have symptomatic relief sections for just about everything. And, you know, you use something and you're confused and you read label by label and you look for a box that has the most problems on the front label that you're having. And that's what we gravitate to. And we think that if something goes away in a symptom, that the problem is gone. How do we retrain this?
Well, I think it takes each individual. I think we have to stop listening to the last 30 segment telling us a magic cure, or that if we eat this raw food diet, we're going to magically gain all this health without ever evaluating our personal response to the diet that's being recommended or what is being told to us is really healthy. People gravitate to instant gratification, whether it's their addiction to fast food, and believe me, fast food is an addiction. That's been proven many times over, or whether it's an addiction to listening to the last guru in the health food industry that tells you some revolutionary plan that's going to change your life, and in actuality, it's based on no science or even good science, and you just jump on it because, you know, somebody says they're an authority or they have a medical degree, and this is where we get on that fast roller coaster. What we need to do is, who are the individuals who are experts in their field? Who have consistently told us the things that are right for us to do? Who has consistently given us information for us to act upon? You know, you can't wait for somebody to sell you a magic pill, either in the pharmacy or, you know, what we call a mass market store or even online. And that's where the biggest danger comes up, is that nobody's policing what information is given to us online. And people, I think today, really, Jeffrey, have no common sense. They think that, you know, by ingesting something that, you know, they're by taking a starch blocker or by blocking absorption or by getting a gastric bypass, that it's going to change our ability to maintain our weight. What it does is it shortens the ability of the GI tract to absorb nutrients. And yeah, you may be absorbing less calories, but nobody's measured the total effect and what that operation may have on your total health. So you see, we are predisposed, in, especially in this country, for a quick fix. We don't think about the quality of our food. We really don't have enough people just telling us what the information is that we need to know and confusing us with so much side information in order to sell their wares that we're sort of lost. And we have to come back to basics. And the basics, as I have found them to be in the 45 years I've been involved in the probiotics field and diet and exercise with other friends, expert opinion, is that you have to customize the probiotic supplementation program. You have to follow some guidelines, not to buy junk probiotic food because you think you're going to be helping yourself, to really find a diet that you can digest and that produces the effect that you want. And really, the secret is you've got to control that glucose spike in your blood after the meal. Make sure that your pancreas is producing sufficient insulin and that, you know, blood sugar is maintained, because I think that's the secret to good health and longevity.
You know, the other thing is, you know, I think every day when everybody gets up, Natasha, I think we're getting ready in the morning and we're out of the shower and we're standing in the bathroom, we're looking in the mirror. I think everybody, the thought crosses their mind, you know, I need to start working on my body. I need to get healthy. I'm tired of feeling and looking this way, and I'm tired of being sick. And by the time we get dressed and get in the car and get on the way to the office, we somehow lose that motivation. So we cut corners, you know, trying to get a little bit healthy and, you know, maybe doing a little bit of something. And we don't get the results that we want. So then we're thinking, well, this just doesn't work. And we go back to our doing absolutely nothing, setting ourselves up for this lifetime of healthy, unhealthy failures, I guess I should say.
It's an unhealthy failure, because you're going to have people going to tell you, oh, I'm going to sell you a probiotic that's going to help you lose weight, or I'm going to help you sell a probiotic to increase your nutrition and your athleticism or your bodybuilding ability, but actually it's based on very poor data, and it's really a lot of hype, and there's very little substance to it, because the concept may be great, but then the product they sell you is not thoroughly vetted from the concept, and so you're going to get very little results because you haven't made that dedication to make that full change. And that's the problem. That's the tragedy that we have today and why we're not seeing change. And I think that all of us need to dig deep down inside of ourselves and stop reacting immaturely to marketing pitches, to quick fixes, because let me assure you that microbiology is very difficult. The science of probiotic is very sophisticated. And if you just fall for the latest marketing gimmick, or somebody ran a clinical trial that got certain results, but the product they're selling you is just vaguely resembling that clinical trial that they ran on the so-called strain or the so-called product, it's not going to get you the results that you want. The key is that the microbes in your gut have to help your body break down the food that you're ingesting into the smallest molecular size, so it passes your intestinal wall and does not aggravate your immune system or the neurons, which is part of your second brain, as it's trying to enter your bloodstream to nourish your body. It's a very simple concept that all of this has to be, the key word is in harmony. If this process is not in harmony, you're going to have an overreaction by the immune system, which is going to cause a continuous inflammatory cycle. That means that the immune system is not able to eradicate what it perceives to be an invader, and it's probably a larger molecular size of a protein, not a sugar, that's entered into the bloodstream, that's causing the immune system to go crazy, because now your body is not breaking down the proteins and the carbohydrates in the right molecular size so you can nourish your body without irritating the immune system. It's really as simple as that. And then the second most important factor, that what you are converting into glucose in the blood, that the glucose level in the blood maintains its a level that is optimal for your health, and that it doesn't rise inconsistently with your intake of the food. You know, it's very simple. That's what we should be gauging, not all this other silly stuff telling you that they're going to sell you a protein shake for you to be on a diet. And guess what? Oh, hey, we threw in some probiotics, so that's going to make your belly flat. And I said, really? I mean, how many people really believe that by throwing in some probiotics that probably zero will survive in a protein shake that they're giving you for a controlled calorie intake is going to transform your life or help you have a flat belly because it's not going to be bloating? I think all of us need to be mature. I think all of us need to examine the information that we're hearing. I think all of us need to be armed with information when we decide our lifestyle choices, our dietary intakes, our probiotic supplementation, and how we choose to engage in some form of exercise. Let me just, you know, finish this segment by saying that in Europe, people get plenty of exercise by walking up and down regular stairs, not using the elevator, walking to and fro to places, and having intercommunication with other human beings instead of being locked up to a machine, a desktop, and then, you know, living in a sedentary life and then, you know, getting fast food to nourish their body. That's not going to cut it in this age and era, because we're seeing an explosion of childhood illness with autism, with attention deficit, with young people, you know, getting diabetes, type 2 diabetes at age 9, 10, and 11. These are abnormal things that are happening in our society. And we as a society have to make a correct turn in our thinking if we're going to stop this trend.
You know, I think that makes great, great point. Those are all valid points. And it is a way of us taking a look at the big picture. We're looking for the quick fix. You know, the word diet is, it always means something temporary, something that I'm doing for a period of time. Because you'll hear people every day say, well, for the next couple of weeks, I'm doing this diet. And for this 2 weeks, I'm going to do this diet. But you rarely hear people say, I've changed my way of living. I've changed my way of eating. I think about food differently. I've made permanent changes and choices to the way I'm eating and my supplementation and taking a quality probiotic and doing exercise that makes a difference. And my mindset has changed completely. I'm thinking about getting healthy and being able to stay healthy as long as I can. That's the mentality. And I know that's where you're coming from, because it's not an overnight thing and it's not for a temporary period of time. It is thinking about learning how to take care of our health and put our body back in sync again, and realizing that we're only as healthy as we allow ourselves to be, and we're definitely sickly for the same exact reason.
Yeah, and exact same reason. And I just want to finish off by saying, you listen to somebody peddling a calcium diet or a calcium supplement, or they're peddling, you know, an EPA or, you know, the organic oils. This is the only solution you have to your health problems. I think we have to evaluate from a holistic position what it is that we really need to spend our money on, and spend the money on buying the right products, as I call for your foundation of your health, and then add those other supplements or things in your diet that contribute to the foundation. But the foundation is where you need to spend your money and time. And that's, in my humble opinion, after more than 45 years of being in this field, is you got to find the right probiotic supplementation, you must find the right diet that controls that glycemic index, and you must find the right type of exercise that you can engage in every day that's enjoyable and doesn't become a chore. And then we're going to see some real changes in the health of our nation.
We have to take control of our health, and we have to make wise choices. And I understand perfectly the idea of grabbing something out of desperation or trying to jump on the fastest, newest fad that's out there. But we have to remember, as though our mind and our interest in these is temporary, and we get excited when we hear about something for the first time because it finally seems like it's the magic wand that we've been waiting for. Most of the time, we end up ending up at square zero again, starting over and with no great success. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this show, or to download any of the download podcast segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for tuning in. Be well.